USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another 1,000 people were evacuated from Afghanistan on Tuesday after flights resumed out of the Kabul airport. State Department spokesman Ned Price says that more than 3,000 people have been airlifted out so far. U.S. military officials say that the pace of evacuation flights out of Kabul's airport will be increasing as more troops arrive to help secure the airfield. About 4,000 are currently on the ground, with a total of 7,000 having been ordered to the country to assist with evacuation efforts. And more towns in Northern California are under threat from a pair of wildfires. The Dixie Fire, the largest of more than 100 fires burning in the western United States, was advancing toward the town of Susanville, causing evacuation warnings for the 18,000 residents. That fire has already burned at least 600 homes. In the northern Sierra Nevada, the Calder Fire has burned about 50 homes in the small town of Grizzly Flats. That fire had tripled in size from Monday into Tuesday afternoon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operations from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
The world's largest retailer is making an investment into the education of its employees. Tim Berg reports.
Walmart will pay for full college tuition and book costs at some schools for its U.S. workers. This is the latest effort by the largest private employer in the country to sweeten its benefits as it seeks to attract and retain talent in a tight job market. The program includes 10 academic partners ranging from the University of Arizona to Southern New Hampshire University. Participants must remain part-time or full-time employees at Walmart to be eligible. The company saying Tuesday they will also drop a previous $1 a day fee paid by Walmart and Sam's Club workers who want to earn a degree and begin covering costs of their books. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Target also recently began offering to pay for tuition and books for its more than 340,000 U.S. employees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
U.S. military officials say that the pace of evacuation flights out of Kabul's airport will be increasing as more troops arrive to help secure the airfield. About 4,000 are currently on the ground, with 7,000 having been ordered to the country to assist with evacuation efforts. That coming as President Biden continues to face criticism from both sides of the aisle over the way the pullout of U.S. and NATO forces from Afghanistan was implemented. Congressman Jake Auchincloss says there will be plenty of time to analyze and assign blame for what went wrong. But the Massachusetts Democrat and veteran of two tours in the country tells ABC News that the situation on the ground is what should be focused on right now.
Every military mission concludes with an after-action review where everyone takes off their rank and gets feedback on decisions made and courses of action that could have been improved on. That's just part of life in the military. I am certain that'll be done in the case of the withdrawal. My focus right now, though, is not on pointing fingers one way or the other. It's on the situation on the ground. The international airport in Kabul is secured. Commercial and military flights are resuming. They're going to get 5,000 to 9,000 refugees out daily at least through August 31st. That includes allied Afghans, journalists, and prominent advocates for the rights of women and girls who may be subject to Taliban reprisal. The situation at the airport and with evacuations is rapidly coming into hand.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.